Moving on, you heard from at least a couple of our speakers. I remember Professor Ehrman saying, just wait for Professor Kulander. He's going to talk about all those other provisions. So now we have Professor Kulander here to talk about all those other oil and gas lease provisions. So Professor Kulander teaches at the South Texas College of Law here in Houston and currently serves as the director of the Harry L. Reid Oil and Gas Law Institute. He has taught domestic energy law, property, mining law, and beginning and advanced oil and gas law courses. He is licensed in Texas and New Mexico and has published over 20 law review articles, mainly on the diverse topics of energy and in the industry. He received his JD from the University of Oklahoma and practiced at both Haynes and Boone and Cotton Bledsoe before moving to academia. He received his bachelor's in geology and master's in geophysics from Wright State in Dayton, Ohio, and his PhD in geophysics from Texas A&M University. Welcome, Professor Kulander.
Okay, that works. Well, thanks for coming today and taking the time to listen to me here at the end talk about kind of the potpourri, the cornucopia of various clauses that you typically see in leases that kind of one-offs or they sit off by themselves. And so, yes, I wanted to take 10 seconds to say that 100 years ago tonight, the first law school class was held at South Texas College of Law. So third oldest law school in the state. Enough on that. The operations clause. The operations clause is what do you have to do? What are operations? And what can act as constructive production? So if whatever is required in the operations clause, just generally speaking, is satisfied, then you have constructive production as opposed to actual production on the lease tracts. Well, operations, as expressly defined, or by case law, if they are not, are being conducted on the lease premises. The operations clause can be typically invoked in a couple of ways, either when you're right at the end of the primary term, are you doing something that can keep the lease going? Or maybe later on, if previously established production is over, all right? So these typically get, that's a fancy way of saying you can have a well completion clause or a continuous operations clause. So the well completion clause basically says it's more less or friendly. It says you're allowed to complete what you were doing when the lease primary term ended, but that's about it. Okay, you're allowed to complete that, and that's it. Continuous operations says any operations out there. So if you can do this, and then you can do something else someplace else that's completely unrelated to anything you were doing at the end of the primary term, that would be a continuous operations clause. Practice point. If you're reading and you see a well completion language like then drilling or this will act as, keep reading because there might be a continuous operations clause following after the well completion clause, hoping that you don't see that if you're on the lessor side. This leads to questions about what is commencement of operations out there. Okay, most contested point. What are we doing here? What are you doing out there? And does it meet do you have to... is it just operations, or do you have a something that says you have to have the bit turning, or you have to have a rig on site that can drill down to TD, or maybe as in Kansas, do you have to have at least one contracted? Okay, so the general rule is pretty lessee favorable. Any activity on the land directly related or preparatory to drilling constitutes commencement of a well. Okay. So if operations for the drilling of a well, operations that can include, my favorite is I was staking the site. So 15 minutes before the lease is over, we encountered this once, they were out there staking the site. And that's where they put wooden stakes to say that in the future, they're going to bring a drill rig and that's what we're doing. Okay, well, that's pretty broad, but broadly considered to be under operations. So beware also if you're on the less E side of more tight hold your feet to the fire kind of things. Things like you must have drilling operations going on, basically be turning bit. Those are more common in your less or drafted leases, perhaps over larger tracts of land.